You're listening to the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi.
Featuring attorney, guest, and former felony prosecutor Eric Fardis.
Attorney for Chad Daybell, John Pryor. For the last several years, he's been there by his side hearing, you know, the insanity that comes out of the hole that's in the face of Chad Daybell. And now, 3 months out, he's saying, I'm out, or at least I want to be out. Chad not able to pay. Okay, that's, I don't think, a surprise to anyone. He even knew it. He even mentioned that to the court a while back. But now here we are getting so close to the trial actually taking place, and he wants to walk. I get it. Needs money. Needs to make a living. You can't do everything for free. Here to discuss, attorney Eric Fardis. What's your take on this? 3 months out and you want to go now? Why wasn't this brought up a year ago where they could have gotten an effective counsel in here that is qualified for a capital case?
Yeah, you know, it's interesting because in motions to withdraw, so like for when an attorney says, hey, I can't be on a case anymore for whatever reason, at least in Colorado, you've got to file that motion as soon as you know the circumstances justifying your withdrawal. Mm-hmm. And I'm not convinced that Chad Daybell stopped paying the bill on January 16, 2024. Mm-hmm. I bet this non-payment has been going on for months, if not years, and in which case the attorney should have filed this long ago, and we wouldn't have, you know, this motion that could blow up this entire trial and further prolong justice for everybody involved, including Chad Daybell.
Is this a strategy in some way, shape, or form? I mean, did he know, he's not paying me, I'm going to stick around with you till we get really close to trial, and then I'm going to do this, and that's going to end up automatically pushing this back, or push this back for you, because, of course, the new counsel needs their time to do it. You can't do this in 3 months.
Yeah, very well could be. And one thing that I found interesting, too, in the attorney's motion to withdraw, he says not only is he not getting paid, but he's not qualified to argue a death penalty case.
Yes! You know,
we've known death penalty has been on the table, like, since the case started.
And then why have you been there?
Not a huge shocker to the attorney. He knew this was coming. And so he should have filed this way more in advance of trial. And the fact that it's filed so close to trial leads me to believe the judge might be disinclined to let him off. The judge can, in most motions to withdraw, the judge can say, hey, too bad, we're this close to trial. I'm not going to start back at ground zero on this.
Yeah.
You're staying on the case.
Yeah, I mean, he's there. He's been on this case. He had all those opportunities to do it. And I get the argument of like, look, I can't work for the next 6 months for zero pay, 24 hours a day. I just can't. Okay, I think that's a fair argument to make. But at the same point, that's the one you just made, the one about you're not qualified to handle this case. If you're going to sign up to go play basketball, or you're going to go to some sort of a swimming race or whatever and go, oh, I can't swim, or I don't have arms. I don't know. I can't play basketball. You know, something like, how did you, it's like, you knew this going in. How is that a valid argument to make at this point? I mean, I get who the hell wants to represent Chad Daybell, but at the same point, I don't know.
Yeah, no, bro. I mean, it's you've known this for a long time. That would be like me, like, taking on some mergers and acquisitions case. And at the point at which, you know, Sprint and some other cell phone company are going to merge, I say, oh, gosh, you know what? I've actually never done this before. I can't do this, guys. Sorry.
Yes.
Everyone would be like, what are you talking about? That's insane. And so I hate to say look forward, but I'm interested to see how this judge may give this attorney a tongue lashing for the way that he's handled this motion to withdraw.
Do you think it also may have gotten to the point where, you know, he was willing to stick on and do this pro bono for the exposure, but then just got, you know, we're getting 3 months out and it's like, what are you going to argue? And do you want the exposure at that point if you really aren't going to be able to build any sort of, you know, credible defense for Chad Daybell?
I think that's exactly right. And I think after Chad Daybell's wife was convicted, I think the Chad Daybell's attorney maybe thought, hey, I might be able to resolve this. I can sort of fold this into the conviction. They got the person they want. Let me get Chad something lesser and just be, everyone could be done with this. But that's not where we're at. And so any positive PR this attorney got is at risk now that he might look kind of silly on this motion to withdraw in less than 6 months before trials scheduled to begin.
Yeah, we'll have to watch and see where that goes. Another, you know, thing in the case of the Daybells where you go, I didn't see that coming, but That's pretty much how it works.
That's the Daybell case.
Sick of the ads?
We are too.
Start listening with no commercials now and get access to all of our episodes in advance of everyone else.
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
True Crime Today Premium Plus.
Sign up now.